All right. Well, as we continue the conversation, thank you for being here. Remember, you can find out more at stevegruber.com always. My next guest is State Representative Andrew Beeler. He's a Republican from Port Huron and has issued the following statement after Governor Whitmer's annual State of the State address. Michiganders have been put in a tight spot, cornered by rising prices. Republicans are working to provide relief, but Governor Whitmer is still missing the mark. Missing the mark when it comes to tax relief is what Mr. Beeler says. Andrew, good to have you on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
So, elaborate on that. I mean, the governor talks about tax cuts and so forth. I talk about tax cuts on this program a lot because I see the states that have zero income tax really attracting business. But tell me what you think thus far.
Yeah, well, there's a lot at play right now with the conversation surrounding tax cuts. Where I would say the governor misses the mark first and foremost is in her so-called retirement tax plan, which is really just a tax cut for public employees, right, her political allies. And that's what's frustrated the Republicans, because our plan has been broad and fair across the board. A $40,000 deduction for those 62 to 66 and an $80,000 deduction for those 67 and older. It's simple. It's fair. Meanwhile, the governor is picking and choosing how you've earned your retirement income to determine your tax cut. That doesn't make sense to anyone. I've said this before. I said it on the floor of the House myself, that we don't treat public employees different in any other capacity. Why would we do so when it comes to the retirement tax cut? So that just is completely bad policy. It makes no sense, and it's totally unfair. But the other element at play here is this income tax rollback that would affect every Michigander. Back in 2015, we saw the legislation put in place that will help control the size of government by setting a ratio. If state revenue rises above a certain percentage compared to inflation, then we get an automatic deduction in the income tax. That's helpful for every Michigander, every small business that filed the individual income tax. That right now is at threat. We're seeing reports this morning that the Democrats may be willing to find a bit of trickery, a little bit of sleight of hand to undo the tax break that all Michiganders are owed based on that 2015 legislation. So there's a lot at play right now, and I think to say the governor's missing the mark really is kind of an understatement.
How would they do that? Because it is mandatory, the reduction from 4.25% to 4.05%. Why would you do that, first of all? Your budget went from $55 billion a year to $76 billion a year in the first 4 years of Gretchen Whitmer's tenure as governor, right? The budget has gone up dramatically. A lot of the money came from the federal government in a variety of ways, and I think they just get used to spending it, right?
That's right. I mean, the Democrats are absolutely addicted to the power that was granted to them during COVID. They're absolutely addicted to the inflow of money that the federal government has infused onto the states, and they're using it to maximize the power that they wield over all of Michigan, really. So why they would want to do it is frankly beyond me. I think the simple answer is probably it's another power grab. How they would do it is simple. They would simply just wave their hands in front of our faces and say the revenue from the corporate income tax in fiscal 22 is actually being allocated for a different purpose, and therefore is not going to count as state revenue, and therefore we don't meet the ratio required to hit this income tax trigger. And perhaps worst of all, the money that they're taking from the corporate income tax of fiscal year 2022 is going to go directly into the corporate welfare Gretchen Whitmer slush fund. So it really is a worst case scenario for what the Democrats are doing. And I'll tell you, the Republicans are going to fight like hell to make sure that every Michigander gets the tax cut they deserve and that Gretchen Whitmer doesn't get $800 billion to sign off to any corporation that she sees fit.
How do you feel about corporations that have direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party getting benefit of taxpayer dollars and Michigan state government?
That's a great point. And that's certainly been a rumor that's been circulating around Lansing and the state, is that one of the businesses in line to get a check cut to them by the Michigan taxpayer is a business that is a Chinese business. And we all know Chinese business means Chinese government. So this would, in no exaggerated terms, this would be Michigan taxpayers cutting a check to the Communist to the Chinese Communist Party. It's completely unacceptable. We are funding a repressive regime, and it's just it's unfathomable that this is even on the table and that we have to even discuss it. But I think that the Republican caucus is united behind not only pushing back against unfair, secret Democrat spending plans like corporate welfare, but certainly when the money is going to a repressive regime like those that we see in China.
Yeah, I can't support a regime that openly wages war against the Uyghurs in slave labor and brutal conditions. I can't support that. I can't support companies like Nike and others that are okay with that, or the NBA, and I certainly wouldn't support our state government being in bed with people that are openly okay with slave labor, child labor, and abusive practices.
Right. We look around, and so many folks have gone hat in hand to China, and it's really sad that we're in that state of affairs. I'm no stranger to having to stand up to China during deployments to the South China Sea. I saw what bullies they were and was fortunate to be in a position on a U.S. warship where we're not going to get messed with. And I'm hopeful that here in the State House in Lansing, we're not going to be messed with by the Chinese as well. And we'll see that fight play out here in the next couple of days. But I'll certainly work to be a leading voice in pushing back against writing the Communist Chinese Party a check for $800 million.
Well, I should have you back on at some point to discuss the prediction by some now that we'll be in war with China by 2025 if we don't stop playing around with woke policies and politics and pay attention to the United States military, but that'll be for a different day. Andrew, thank you for being here. You're a clear voice in a wilderness of strange ignorance. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Andrew Beeler, member of the Michigan House of Representatives. He represents District 64, Port Huron area. You guys did well. You got a man out there that speaks his mind and knows what he's talking about. Good work, everybody. I'll take a break and have sports here on the program after the break.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Sportsmanship has never been more important between the lines in athletics and outside those lines in our communities. To listen, to respect, to understand, to practice common decency, to have competition without contentiousness. Sportsmanlike qualities are essential components of life itself. Let's all work together to not only be good sports, but good people. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.